start on the Blattaria, or sometimes called the Blattodia. But these are the cockroaches. This should finish up the orthopteroid orders. Again, be aware that sometimes these have been lumped in with the Orthoptera and some of these other orthopteroid orders to form that larger order I just wrote on the last lecture, the Dictyoptera. These insects tend to be more flattened and more oval in shape. Their pronotum tends to be more large and rounded, shield-like. And so, generally speaking, you can't see the head from above. You look at those pictures, you really can't see the head. They're below the shield-like pronotum. And actually, the head kind of tilts backwards. So we kind of say that the cockroaches have opisthonathous head orientation, or the mouth parts are opisthonathous. Head concealed behind the pronotum. The antennae are long and hair-like. Again, the mouth parts are mandibulate, opisthonathous. The wings are usually well developed, although we'll see in a few species they can be absent or shortened. The cerci are one to many segmented, tarsi are five segmented. Here we say the legs, and they really don't look much different than normal walking legs, but they do, cockroaches usually can run pretty fast, and so this is what we often give out as an example of the running legs. Remember what the running name's leg name is?
Cursorial.
Yeah. Here again, the eggs are laid in capsules. In fact, a lot of times when you spray for your cockroaches, that'll be the last thing they do is they're on their rollover dying. They'll crank out one last egg case. So, again, we see cockroaches up here every once in a while. You'll see them in the greenhouses or here. Sometimes even here in the building, because I think they've escaped from Don Carey's colonies and that he's got rearing. But generally speaking, we don't see cockroaches hardly at all up here. In fact, I lived in the South, and unless you were immaculate housekeepers, you were going to have cockroaches in your house from time to time. And my wife, she hates them. And she's, again, cockroaches really are not very good flyers. If you've ever watched them fly, they kind of, it's like they don't know where they're going. But she swears they do know where they're going. And they're always going right at her head. And so I can remember hearing her, I said, oh, geez, there's another cockroach flying around. So, this is a fairly ancient group. There are, again, we're surprised. We think of the pest species. Cockroaches are pest species, but I think my notes say there's about 400 species worldwide, only about 400 species, but only about 25 or 30 of those have adapted to live in our buildings and houses with us. So the majority of species live outside. I had a student kind of disagree with me a few years ago, and I don't remember if I'd looked at it or not. My notes say that cockroaches have never really been implicated in vectoring diseases, but they can walk on filthy things and get organisms on their legs and stuff, so they can spread filth or maybe even spread diseases by mechanical transmission, but I don't know that they can actually vector any diseases. They have kind of a bad foul odor to them also. You keep nodding your head. You've had experience with cockroaches.
Living in New York. Oh. German and the Americans.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think the only actual interaction I've had with a cockroach was Andiasu's minor cockroach family is right next door to me, and one of them got into my
cubicle there, yeah.
Not cubicle, yeah. Lab.
Lab, yeah.
Had a cubicle.
They tend to be more nocturnal, which If you got cockroaches, a lot of times you don't see them during the day, but you get up in the middle of the night to get something to eat or something, turn the light on, there they are scurrying away. Yeah. So there's only 5 families in North America, but only 2 of these are common. I'll mention 3 of the families, just because we got to mention the family that the hissing cockroaches are in, right? So, but mostly for the cockroaches, I'm going to require 2 families. But I think they're economically important enough that you ought to be able to recognize at least the top 4 pests, even to the species level. So the first family we'll talk about is the Blattidae. Now, what I do, the next family is the Blattelidae. So we got the Blattidae and the Blattelidae. Well, the Blattidae is the shorter of the 2 names, right? Mm-hmm. Blattidae is shorter, Blattelidae is longer. Then it's just the opposite. The Blattidae contain the larger cockroaches. Okay. So the shorter name thing, shorter family name has the larger sized cockroaches. A couple ways you can recognize this family. One, they are larger, except they're not as large as what we'll see in the Blattelidae, where the hissing cockroach belongs. But of the common ones in the U.S., these are the larger species, usually more than 25 millimeters in length. On the front femora, there'll be a row of spines. In this family, all of these spines are roughly the same size and length. Okay. Also, it's not pictured on here, but the female subgenital plate, so it's a plate right next to the genitalia, has a dividing line down the middle. So it's just kind of a squarish plate. And there's actually kind of a keel. It's got a ridge with a suture down the middle, but the subgenital plate has this dividing line down the middle. Now, the 2 main species in this family is the one there towards the left, is the American cockroach. And it usually, in the adult stage, is fully winged. So the wings are fully developed. The 3 individuals to the left of that is the other economically important species, the Oriental cockroach. So the wings are reduced to small pads in the female, and they are shorter than the abdomen in the male. So this would be the male, where the wings are slightly shorter than the abdomen, and this would be the female over here, where they're down to just a small pad. So far, check to see if they're larger specimens are smaller. If they're larger ones with well-developed wings, you've got the American cockroach. If it's larger with shortened wings, it's the Oriental cockroach. Whereas the next family, the Blattelidae, again, now here, the name is longer, so these are the smaller ones. Now notice, also on the front femora, the spines apically are usually smaller and shorter than the ones more basally. It can be a gradual thing, or it can be abrupt. Here it's just more of a gradual thing where they're little bit smaller at the distally than it. And then that subgenital plate in the females does not have that dividing line down the middle. So the subgenital plate is what we'd say entire, with no division down the middle. And then the two economic important species in this group. The first one is up there to the upper left, called the German cockroach. And it's easy to identify because the pronotum has these two dark stripes on the pronotum. And then the one in the middle is called the brown banded cockroach. It doesn't have those stripes on the pronotum, distinct stripes. And the reason it's called a brown banded is because you can kind of tell in this handout, but across the back there's a band that goes across that tends to be a little bit paler than the rest of the cockroach. So, again, rehash. If it's big, fully winged, you got the American. If it's big, with wings shortened, you got the Oriental. If it's small with stripes on the pronotum, you got the German. If it's small without stripes and got that pale band across, it's the brown banded cockroach. If I were to tell you that you had to have a cockroach infestation, which would you rather have? Would you rather have the Americans or the Germans?
Americans.
They're bigger.
Easier to see.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the Germans, I think they have a higher fecundity too. I'm not entirely sure.
They may, I don't know. But from my experience, the Americans, the larger ones, are much more susceptible to insecticide treatment.
Mm-hmm.
If you've got the Americans, you can spray your house and usually you'll get rid of them. Cockroaches, they manage to find every nook and cranny and avoid the sprays or whatever. That it's really, when you get a German cockroach infestation, it's really kind of hard to get rid of it. So
my girlfriend's sister has apparently had a cockroach infestation. She refuses to tell me anything about what they look like or even maybe give me one, but it sounds like they've sprayed multiple times, and I have now that I've learned a bit more about it, I have a feeling it might be German cockroaches.
Could be. Also in this family, the Blatelidae, there's a little cockroach that lives, well, there's a number of them. That one clear to the right, is it a Parcoblatta? Yeah, Parcoblatta. Those are more what we call the wood roaches. They're the ones that live out in decaying logs and under bark and that sort of thing. There's also a species that lives in the south in leafcutter ant nests. They'll actually be a little greenish. They're small and little greenish colored cockroach that lives in leafcutter ants. Again, I don't know how familiar you are with leafcutter ants. They cut chunks of leaves and take down into their nest, and they have chambers where they put these leaves and mix it with some saliva and stuff, and it grows kind of a fungus on there that they can feed on and that. So I went on this Ed Riley that I always talk about that was at Louisiana State when I was there, just a fanatical collector. But there was one time he and I and another friend of ours went someplace in Louisiana, and I remember he made sure he bought a six-pack of beer or so and got us feeling a little bit happy, I'll say. And then he gave us a choice of either digging up gopher burrows and seeing if we could find insects in the gopher burrows, or digging up one of these leafcutter ant nests and looking for cockroaches. And we chose the leafcutter ant nest, which It was pretty amazing. They were in sandy area, and we actually dug this huge pit. We could stand inside this pit that we dug in the sand and just barely see out over the top. And these are big ants, and they're kind of formidable looking, but I don't remember having any trouble with them biting us and stuff. But you could follow their main tunnels way down deep into the ground and that. We never did find any of the cockroaches. We did find some of, I don't think we ever really found any active fungal chambers. We found some old ones where the sand had collapsed and you could see the green fungus through the sand and stuff. But anyway, it was one of our big adventures to dig up a big leafcutter ant nest to try to hunt for those. And we'll finish up here real quick just by mentioning the family that has the hissing cockroaches in it. It's called the Blubberidae. These are the great big cockroaches. Extremely large, most of which are tropical. Does Don still got a colony of these going? Do we still have hissing cockroaches?
I don't know. I could check.
He usually keeps those going so he can take them out to show school kids and that. Oh, what I was getting at with this not having cockroaches up here that really surprised me is when I first got the job up here, and I was teaching the undergraduate class, but I also did some outreach like Don Carey does. And remember, we had a group of school kids in the lab next door and showing them stuff. And I said something about bringing some cockroaches out. And several of the mothers of these kids kind of went, "Wow, let's see those. I've never seen a cockroach in my life." I said, "What?" We had to live with these. I didn't realize you don't have them at all up here, huh? So, but no, we do have, occasionally see them in that. Again, these are the large ones. See, I think they do not, they have the middle and hind femora without spines on the ventral margins.
It looks somewhat different from the other two.
So, I saw one of these things when I was collecting down in Costa Rica one time. And it's like a fish story. Probably every time I tell it, it gets bigger. You know, it was this big. Next time, this cockroach was... But swear to God, it looked like it was just huge out there in the middle of the jungles. And I saw it, and of course my first reaction was, "Ah!" And then I went to go catch it, and it was thick jungle, and it got away, so I didn't even catch it. But it was a huge one.
That's usually a reaction to just about anything.
Something that big and that. So anyway, that finishes the cockroaches, and that finishes up the orthopteroids. So that's the end of the material for the next exam, which again we'll tentatively plan on a week from today. I'll be in touch with Ryan. And so then Thursday we start on the hemipteroid orders, which is my favorite. Mm-hmm. So
it's your specialty, if I remember correctly.
So any questions before we end today? It's got a different name. So yeah, now just those two in the middle are the oriental, the male and the female. That one, I don't know.
I gotta run, do a quick meeting with Dr. Norland. I'll be back.
Yep, that's fine.
Okay. And the Larry four wings, are they considered Tegmina as well? Or?
Yes. Yep, I didn't mention that, but yeah, well, almost all of these, well, the termites don't have leathery front wings, but pretty much all the other, and the, I guess the stoneflies, which are kind of an odd group to be in here, but all the orthopteroid orders that have leathery wings, they're considered to be Tegmina, with the exception that we talked about the Dermaptera and how they're, some people call them elytriform, because they meet, see like these, the wings overlap, that's kind of what Tegmina do, they fold over each other. But in the chapter map to remember. They meet at a straight line down the back, more kind of like what you see in the Beatles. But truthfully, they're what I'd say homologous with the tegmina. So.
Question. When I measured the Juga,